And welcome back to the Standard at 416 West Jackson Avenue in the Old City. We're now joined by the L&M STEM Academy with Principal Jim Allen and Senior Ben Hall. First off for you, Principal Allen, is what do parents of prospective students need to know about the L&M STEM Academy?
I guess what they really need to know is that students coming in need to be very flexible, but also need to be very self-disciplined. They need to be able to own their learning and to be able to be willing to put in a lot of work.
All right. Principal, what makes an ideal STEM student?
Pretty similar to what I just answered with that, and that's somebody who's willing to put in a lot of work, somebody who's willing to own what they learn, to own the learning process, to be able to work with their other students and teachers, to be able to collaborate. It doesn't necessarily mean just having an interest in the sciences and maths and technologies, engineering, things like that. It's an interest in being able to learn and to become a better student.
You're looking for the people that go the extra mile.
You got it.
For you, Ben, what makes the STEM Academy just so unique? Like, what's just so outgoing about it?
Yeah, so I would say that probably one of the biggest things that I notice is how the faculty and the students interact. So you'll see that we have a lot closer relationships between students and teachers that, as opposed to a lot of other high schools that I see personally, at least. And yeah, that even comes from like administration, people working in the office, to the students. And I think that teachers really care about how students individually do, not just, you know, test scores or how a class as a whole might do, but teachers will actually go to students in particular and they'll try to see what they can do for the student as opposed to trying to help the student catch up to them.
It's about the student, not the grades.
Absolutely, yeah, 100%.
Ben, what characteristics do you draw from to succeed at the STEM Academy?
I think to succeed at the STEM Academy, you definitely have to be willing to take some sacrifices as far as maybe putting in a little extra time and being willing to go the extra mile. It's a lot of organization and having a lot of foresight into what might happen in the future and how your choices can affect your learning in the future. But I think really the things that you're going to have are just this willingness to own your learning. You know, like Mr. Allen was talking about, you have to be able to take it into your own hands. And when you realize that it's really about the student and not just the scores, you'll start to kind of get more into that mindset and it'll end up helping you be really successful.
All right, our wrap-up question for you, Ben, would be, how would you respond to a student who is considering applying to the STEM Academy but is unsure about the expectations?
I think that they would definitely have to, what they should expect is a place where you're going to have to definitely, like I said, own your learning. You're going to have to go the extra mile. And what was that about, what they might need to expect? I'm sorry about that.
It'd be, how would you respond to a student who is considering applying to the L&M STEM Academy but is unsure of what they're expecting?
Yeah, so what they can expect is, so a place where you're going to be really the focus. So you're not going to go and try to fit in somewhere. It's really going to mold to you. So if they're unsure about the expectations for them, I would tell them that the expectations for them is that they're going to be able to put themselves forward a lot more than you might at a different school.
No, I think you nailed it. It's really just being able to know that there is a high expectation, but you'll have the supports there to be able to reach that expectation.
Yeah, absolutely. From every direction, from your fellow students, from the teachers. Like I said, there's that closer relationship that you get that really becomes such a help as far as for students, and it helps the teachers too. You know, we have a really, really good stream of feedback between teachers and students that is totally unparalleled, I think, in comparison to other schools.
All right, that's all we have for you guys tonight. Thank you for coming by and joining us on WKCS.
Yeah, thank you.
So that's all, and again, thank you. As we are down here at the Standard at 416 West Jackson Avenue, we still have about 20 minutes to come down here and see what each school is about, to see where if you're having a child that's about to enter school or it's about to enter middle school, you're thinking about transferring a child, you can come down here and see what each school is about. And we'll be back in a little while with Fulton High School, and we will be joined by Misty Lingerfelt, Jamari Merriweather, as you listen to WKCS Falcon Radio 91.1 FM.
Thank you, guys.